Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Shift Real Estate Hotline, Olivia Paradise, and I said this the last hour. She said, oh, you're going to eliminate the sport that I'm in? Okay, just wait. Maybe you will, but maybe you won't. And at the University of St. Thomas, she gathered her teammates, and they said, what can we do about this? Our tennis team has just been eliminated from the University of St. Thomas. It will cease and desist. Oh, not so soon. And they persevered, and they found the right legal counsel. And fast forward today, the ruling was overturned, and tennis returns to the University of St. Thomas. It's a fascinating study. Olivia, thank you for joining us tonight. Appreciate it. How did that hit you today when they said it's overturned?
You know, we're just so excited. I think everyone, it's kind of a weight off of our shoulders now that we were expecting to have a season. We were not expecting to get cut right away. So now we can actually focus on the tennis and not worry about legal stuff.
Take me back to when they announced that it was going to be cut. What immediate action did you take? How did this go down the pike that you decided to fight?
Yeah, so we got an email on a Tuesday morning at around 9-something in the morning to meet on campus, men and women, just to discuss some stuff. We had no idea what it would be about, but we went on campus, and within 10 minutes they told us they were cutting our program. Absolutely no warning. This was 2 days before we left for NCAA regionals and 10 days before school ended. And so we did not have time to really think about it, to really process it. We had to get ready for nationals. We had to, you know, just keep focusing on the rest of our season. And then after, that's when we kind of became more angry about the decision and the timing and their justification. So, I had a tennis coach. He has known me for a long time. Sent me a contact of a lawyer that has dealt with Title IX issues before, and we reached out to him as soon as possible. And he has the best track record, deals with this stuff all the time. So, you know, we were very confident going into this process that we would get our team back.
So he said what when he heard your case?
He right away he goes, this is direct violation of Title IX. He looked at the numbers, looked at St. Thomas. St. Thomas is very 50-50 men and women, so that means their athletic programs, their population of men and women should be equal or around equal, and St. Thomas was 10% off of that Title IX you know, goal that you have to have in a federal law. And, you know, they were breaking the law. So we took that to try to get our team back.
And what were the meetings like for you? I mean, what was it like for you to go through this process? Because certainly when you sign up, you know, you're going to college, you're trying to do different things. You didn't plan on trying to save the sport by yourself. What was that like for you?
Oh, you know, the timing of the announcement was very frustrating because we had finals week right away. So I'm trying to, the whole team is trying to focus on finals and finishing up our school year. And the entire time we are calling lawyers, we are having meetings, we are trying to deal with this and try to save our program. And I think everyone wanted to come back so bad because we have such a close team of amazing girls and we're all best friends off the court that we kind of did this for each other. And we just wanted it, you know, that bad that we jumped right on it and we did everything that we could. And in the end, it worked out.
Do you worry about ramifications going back? I mean, is all forgotten? What will this be like going back, you know, when you know the administration tried to eliminate it?
You know, we made sure of that in our settlement. We asked for three things, and one was to reinstate the team. The next is to make a gender equity plan because St. Thomas is not fully in compliance with Title IX, and for them in a couple of years to be in compliance with Title IX by adding more women athletes. And one of the things that we made sure of, that our lawyers made sure of, Arthur Bryant from Bailey Glasser, was to make sure that everyone on the team, including the incoming freshmen, got all of their years at St. Thomas playing tennis. So it is a minimum of 4 to 5 years that they're reinstating us, a minimum. And in their release, they said they have no intention of cutting our program in the future. But, you know, we are guaranteed at least four or five more years until everyone graduates. And then, you know, we can see what they do from there. But we're very confident that coming back, we're going to be a competitive team and we're going to be respectful and we're going to, you know, do well and play for each other.
Now, I've met your mother just a couple of times. I don't know her well. I know your grandfather knew him better. And mm-hmm. I saved this for the end because your grandfather's a guy by the name of Herb Brooks. And obviously yes. He's no longer with us. But yes. What would he say about his granddaughter taking up this fight?
You know, I was 3 when he passed. So
yeah, my gosh, it goes quick, Olivia.
Oh my gosh, yes. I still have, you know, big memories of him. We live in his house now, my family. So I always have memories coming back to me. But, you know, just hearing things from other people, I get told so many stories about him, about how great of a person he was and, you know, how he stood up for what he believed in and didn't let anyone turn him over. And that's something my mom taught me from a young age, was always to stand up for yourself. And, you know, if someone screws you over or if someone does something that you don't believe is right, you don't ignore it. You lead the pack and you just, you know, follow what you believe in.
Yeah, I don't think there was a bigger fighter than your grandpa in athletics, whether he was fighting for his team at the University of Minnesota or the Olympic team and what he wanted. I'm not sure that I can think of anybody that yeah. fought harder. In fact, he used to have a saying, and you know, there's an old saying amongst, you know, a lot of business folks says, don't burn bridges. And he'd say, I don't burn bridges, I blow them up. when he thought he was right, he was going to fight to the bitter end.
Yes, and I always think about him and his mission was giving everyone the opportunity to play hockey. And
yes.
No matter who you are, giving everyone the opportunity. And one word that really stuck out in my mind in this whole process was opportunity, giving us the opportunity to compete and to do well and to be, you know, as equals as other sports teams at St. Thomas. And, you know, we're all very grateful to have that opportunity again.
Yeah, because that's where St. Cloud State, he started the hockey program there. And his whole thing was, you know, grow the sport,
yep.
Give us as many opportunities as we can get. But you got to fight for those opportunities, don't you?
Exactly. And, I mean, around the country right now, tennis is a very popular sport being cut, with U of M just cutting their tennis program. Iowa cut their men's program. Valparaiso cut their men's program. It's just a lot of tennis we are seeing is getting cut due to financial reasons or whatever their justification is. But we did not want to be one of those schools that followed that trend. And we want to keep tennis around, at least in Minnesota, for a while.
All right, Olivia, I appreciate it. When I called you earlier, you said, I have to check with my manager because I'm working tonight to see if I can slip by. Where do you work at? What kind of industry?
I'm an intern with the St. Paul Saints. I do, you know, PR promotion stuff. So I've been interning there this summer.
And are they winning, or is it too early here in the game to tell?
It's too early, but They won last night, and I was there, so that was a lot of fun.
So you having fun out there at the CHS Field?
So much fun. I'm going into sports journalism, so it's a great
opportunity. No, don't do that. But you tell Derek Shearer when you see him that if we need to tap in and get you on again, that tell him that I'm advocating for that, okay?
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Olivia. Appreciate it very much.
Yep. Thanks again.
You bet. Olivia Paradise and her grandfather, Herb Brooks, her other grandfather, a hockey name, of course. And it's a very complicated issue when you start talking about Title IX, et cetera, et cetera, because it's a real simple solution that no one will take on politically. If you eliminate football from Title IX, then you've got true equality. You'll never have it until then, because you cannot have a men's soccer team, a men's lacrosse team, all these things, men's tennis teams. They're the ones, too, that are getting discriminated against in a big way. Why? Because they're men. That's it. There is no reason. There is no logic, which is why they're advocating earlier you heard for boys volleyball. It's just as wrong to do it to men as it is to do it to women, and they have eliminated more opportunities for men hiding behind the cloud of Title IX than anything else in this country. But no one will fight for it. No one will fight for it on the national stage because politically they think it's suicide. It has nothing to do with what's right and what's not right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.